This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The violent holiday weather, including large snowstorms, historic flooding, and the first EF4 tornado to hit Dallas, Texas in more than 50 years, was not caused by El Nino. That's according to weather scientist Nicholas Bond at the University of Washington. He called the weather event that's forced farmers to haul grain to higher ground, relocate cattle, and in some instances in Texas, find missing herds who've wandered off, merely a fluke event. He says El Nino is likely to bring drying and warmer temperatures to the Midwest, which should be a welcomed reprieve given the latest round of winter storms. But even with the drier forecast, Missouri State climatologist Pat Gunnan says we are not going to dry out anytime soon, regardless of what happens over the next few weeks, in an article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. El Nino is expected to bring needed moisture to areas such as California. Southern states are expected to receive above normal precipitation as well. This El Nino already has wreaked environmental and economic havoc in the Southern Hemisphere, disrupting the Australian cattle industry by parching pastures, hurting rice crops in Vietnam, hitting South Africa and parts of South America with drought, and also sparking wildfires from Australia to Indonesia. One of the results of prolonged drought, along with the pumping of groundwater, is a sinking land, according to a recent report by the Washington Post. The sinking, in some places as much as a foot in a year, is not expected to stop anytime soon. Repairs to infrastructure throughout the Central Valley are costing the state billions of dollars in California. A sparse mountain snowpack in California's driest four-year span on record has forced farmers in the Central Valley, the nation's most productive agricultural region, to rely on groundwater to irrigate their crops. The prolonged drought also spawned a well drilling boom in the region. But experts claim decades of overpumping has also led to the sagging lands. Farmers are not the only ones taking note of the sinking land, as the changes have damaged utility infrastructure such as gas lines as well. With a wet El Nino winter forecast, geologists also worry that sinking may cause water to pool, prompting flooding rather than flowing towards the sea. Up next, we'll hear from Hamel Co-op's manager, Amy Rozier. Amy and I talked yesterday about their chick orders, the dance that's coming up at the Madison County Fairgrounds, and the special hours they'll have at the end of the week for the holiday.
Our chick days kick off in February, and they run through May or June, just depending how orders go. But we have actually already started taking orders for the 2016 year, and we really start getting a lot of orders in January for chickens. We get them as early as February. However, we do get them, you know, throughout June. This year it's kind of creeped into July and August, depending on what they needed, and then we also did a fall order. As far as chickens in the store, we'll probably start having some baby chicks available in the store just for walk-in purchase probably around the end of February. But, yeah, Chick Days has been a real success for us since we started it about 2005, I believe. And it's actually our chicken feed sales have grown to be our number two selling feed. So we're real excited about chickens, and we've kind of found that there's a lot of people out there that are interested in having a backyard flock.
Well, I think they're becoming more and more popular. Now, do you have any minimum numbers for orders, or kind of explain how you do that?
Typically, we do any size order as long as they do a minimum of like two or four. We understand that some people have a small flock of, you know, six. There's a lot of city ordinances that only allow you to get a limited amount of chickens, so we try to work within that because sometimes, you know, the neighbor's dog or cat sneaks over in their yard and gets in their chicken coop and doesn't, you know, we understand things happen. So some people think I ask a lot of questions, but I just want to make sure that they're taking care of the animal properly. It's not a gift or a toy. It's actually being used for the purpose it's intended.
I think most people can appreciate that. At least I can. Now, do you have several different types of breeds to choose from when people order?
Yeah, we use several different hatcheries. Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri, Mount Healthy Hatchery in Ohio, and we also use McMurray for some of the more exotic breeds. It depends which hatchery we use and how many orders I have being placed. A lot of times we let people mix and match, understanding that, you know, sometimes later in the season or super early, I may not have a home for the other part of the chickens. Typically, when I order chicks, they make me order a minimum of 5 of each breed. For what we stock here in the store, I do all pullets. And if someone wants straight run, we do a special order on that. Because typically, a lot of people are looking for, you know, hens. They're not necessarily, I have a lot of customers that are always like, oh man, I got some roosters. I bought, you know, chickens somewhere else, and I got half roosters, and I don't know what to do with them. So a lot of times here, what we do for our store, what we keep in store is all pullets. Now, granted, there's a chance because, you know, human error that can happen. You get a rooster. But the hatcheries we use typically only have a 2 to 5% missexing rate. So they are pretty good, and typically I don't have a lot of problems with that.
And if people are interested in ordering, I assume they can come in and visit you or give you a call to talk about it?
Yeah, they sure can. They can stop by. Normally, we are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturday, we're open from 8 to noon. We do have some reduced holiday hours with the New Year's holiday and our year-end inventory, but they're also welcome to call us anytime at 618-633-2215, and we'll be happy to help them.
Switching gears now from the co-op to the Madison County Fair Board, you are pretty heavily involved with that, and there is an event coming up soon, and you guys are going to be hosting a dance.
Yeah, as a former president of the Madison County Fair, I try to stay actively involved. We have our 5th annual Madison County fundraiser dance coming up. It's a chicken and beer dance. It's going to be on March 5th at the Madison County Fair grounds in the Expo Hall. We have the Buffalo Road Band coming, and there's lots of chicken. It's a fun night out. It really is, and it helps benefit the fair and keep the fair going. It's been a successful fundraiser for us, and with state funding being non-existent anymore, it's something that's necessary for us to do. And tickets are $20 a person in advance, $25 at the door. You're welcome to bring along any side snacks for your group or table. There's always silent auctions, raffles, games. We have all kinds of fun stuff. So it's just a good, fun night out. I know we always have a group of Fair Board members from Bond County come, so it's just a fun night out. We sell tickets here at Hamel Co-op and various other places throughout Madison County.
Anything that we've missed either about the fair or the dance or Hamel Co-op that you'd like to mention?
I do have some limited holiday hours this week. We're open Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Thursday, we are open 8 a.m. to noon. We will be closed Thursday afternoon, Friday for New Year's Day, and we'll be closed on Saturday the 2nd for inventory purposes. So, but other than that, we're open our normal business hours, and we're always happy to help.
Amy Rozier, manager of Hamel Co-op. If you'd like more information, you can contact Amy at 618-633-2215. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.